We're back from the dead with another horseshoes and hand grenades, and we're shambling towards you with our broken feet and zombie-like faces to eat your brains in a bowl of cereal with some milk and maybe some sugar sprinkled in there or the spoon, and we're like, I'd love to eat my listeners' brains. This is delicious. We should do more of this. There's also some news and some really big screw-ups on my part, and you're just going to love it. I promise. This is the greatest return to form of any show ever in the history of podcasting. Hey, man, it's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 467 for May 30th, 2019. Schrodinger's Notes. Everybody, and welcome to the triumphant return of the show that you have missed more than your own children when they went off to college. The show that you need more than you need oxygen and water. The show that you've missed like the deserts miss the rain, in the great words of philosopher K.D. Lang. The show that you require in your life in order to feel anything is back to infiltrate your ear holes with the news and the magic and the wonder and the things and the Jell-O pudding pops. The Jell-O pudding pop in your ear is very symbolic of horrible things that people do to each other in the ears. And Jell-O pudding pop in the ear. Hey, everybody. I'm Steven, joined by, as always, by the amazing, incredible Smashley, and we're here to tell you some things.
Hi.
I don't even know if we got notes. I haven't looked at them yet. The notes,
Jacob,
they are...
Jacob did do notes.
Oh,
I was
good.
Like, do you really think we're going to need notes? Even if I haven't talked in like 2 weeks. So.
They're Schrodinger's notes. I haven't looked at them, so they both exist and do not exist at the same time. Schrodinger's notes makes a good show title. Could we use that one? That's great. Somebody get on that. So, hello, stranger. You've been missing for a while.
I'm still missing. Unrecognizable command.
Is it
Thank
bang
you,
S? No, Sub got it. Sub knows how to bang it.
I hit slash S because I can't. I don't remember how to show.
Because you're IRC. IRC means in reality control. That's not what it means. It means
That's
internet
fun.
Relay chat for you bunch of nerds who want to know stuff like that.
What was MIRC? Microsoft IRC?
No, it wasn't a Microsoft thing. It was called, we took a free thing, built an app, and made you pay for it, application.
I didn't have to pay for it.
I think, isn't it one of those apps that hits you like every 5 minutes? It's like, hey, you should pay for this. And then every time you launch it, it's like, you should pay for Merck. It's $10. And you're like, whatever.
I don't even remember. I don't think I ever closed it. In the history of ever.
Merck is still around. Merck 755 has been released.
I'm sure Sven is still on it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just a client. Like, you can use, nerdy talk, you can use XChat. You can use HexChat. You can use lots of things to talk to IRC. Merck was just a thing that was popular in, like, the late 90s.
It was the runner of the ancients.
Yes, it was the way we spoke together long ago. But hey, before that, there were BBSs. You had to like dial into the right number. And then you could share ASCII porn with one another. people would sit there and download text-looking nipples, because that's what we did.
Text nipples, that's another subject.
Text nipples. Text nipples to 1-800-543-2111 to be entered to win. It's not what you think
it is.
There's
a Kirby 1 level that is ASCII porn.
What? Kirby 1?
Those were the good days. There's no way.
You can't hide porn in a children's game. That's insane. You could be awfully lewd in one, though.
Craigslist.
Yeah, talk to me about Craigslist. You brought this up before we started the show.
A magical land of things that you can get without having to create more things in which to purchase and also get them at a much lesser cost.
It's a place where people sell their used furniture.
It's amazing!
Okay, so what did you find? So I like that Craigslist has been around since 1997. And you're just like, so this thing.
Skeevy sex put cheese on my wiener, people.
It used to be until they said you couldn't do that anymore. And now it's not about wieners.
I don't know. I haven't searched wieners in furniture, but smash. I have searched.
Smash, this is amazing. I searched Craigslist and the top stories link in Google. One of them is Oscar Mayer Wienermobile replica owner regrets purchase. So it is about wieners, even when it's not trying to be.
Oscar Mayer. Okay. Wait, did he buy the entire Wienermobile?
Yeah, he bought it. Let's see. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile purchaser. Yeah, he bought it. And he wants to sell it on Craigslist for $7,000.
Oh, now I suffer. It's yours for $7,000.
I feel like I would take that. I'd buy that for $7,000.
I have a wiener whistle.
That's pretty cheap, really, when you think about it.
Everything on there is super cheap. And if it's like not what people think they should pay, it just sits there until they drop the price.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got a Chinese. Okay, so you know my bedroom furniture, the American Drew?
I'm aware of it. I didn't know that Drew made it, but I get it.
So the bed alone costs like $8,000.
That's a lot of money for a bed.
Insane. But my parents got it like 20 years ago, and mom was like, it was expensive when we got it. And now it's like, even like it's ridiculous now. So they don't even make the server that mom has, because mom has the one of the versions of the dining room set. But we found a china cabinet. I'm like, holy crap, it's the American Drew. It matches my bedroom suite. That's awesome. And we went and looked at the lady's house, and she had the china cabinet and the table with all the chairs, and then she had the server. And I was like, $1,000.
Really?
It was in mint condition. Like, they're the people that had, like, if I could live in their house, I would live in their house. Their front, like, area was gravel. Like, so it was like a paved way and then gravel, like where the river would be. And there was like a crocodile bench and there was a giraffe and there were all these fake palm trees. And you walked in and there was a jellyfish hanging from like the third story all the way down, like a jellyfish light. And then there was like all these blue marlins. And then there was this other giraffe and there were tall palm trees. And I'm like, I love you people. I want all your furniture.
So when are you moving in?
Well, they're moving out, so they're getting rid of all their stuff. And she's just like, yeah, we don't have to be out for a while, so you can just leave it here. So, like, we're storing our furniture at her house, which used to be her furniture, until she has to move out, because we can't put furniture in our house right now.
Well, not right now, but, I mean, in a week you should be able to, right?
Oh, dear Jesus.
I mean, okay, in 4 days.
I hope so.
Four days, you should be in your house by Tuesday. Yeah.
I now identify more closely when I read the plight of the Jews as they traveled through the desert and were homeless.
Yeah. But I feel like it's not. You might be minimizing the Jewish struggle just a smidge, considering that they wandered.
Part of it. I mean, those 40 years. I mean, that's. I feel like.
40 years, like 4 weeks.
I get it. Being homeless for like, it wasn't even homeless. Like, you knew where your home was. You knew where you wanted to be, and you knew what you had to do to get there. It was just the 40 years that it takes to get there.
Yeah, lots of wandering. So you're in that stretch, though, like where, you know how you can run, if you can run 5 miles, you can run 15 because it's the same feeling. You've now lived somewhere else for 2.5, 3 weeks. So now you could just live there forever and you'd never really feel any different. I think it's an acceptance
thing. Well, I'm at my
thing.
House every day, though.
Oh, you drive back over there. That's right.
And I drive you have to over sit in because, it. I need a quiet place to write, you know, as I watch those deadlines fling by. Sorry, Kelly.
She's
I didn't
not
even
here.
Watch
okay.
That one fling by. I wasn't even aware of its existence. That's how fantastic I am.
Well, she's not here, so you can definitely talk about it without feeling shameful, because we know she's not going to download this and listen to it after the fact.
Hi, Kelly.
Certainly not. Kelly, for those who aren't keeping up with the play at home game, is an editor for a publisher that we are friends with, and we owe her a lot of our lives in terms of words.
She's a phenomenal human being. She's a phenomenal editor, and yeah.
She requires our blood.
She's like, I understand that you're busy, but I really need your thing. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it after vacation. And then I was like, why is Kelly saying this? Do, bring up email. Due 12 days ago.
Oh, that's how that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the good news is that you can do it or have done it. And,
I have done it. I did and it yeah. before I went on my second vacation.
Everything's great. So, yeah, hey, everybody, and just the news on that, the Laundered Anthology is coming. The she Laundered said. Monster Method, gross, is coming to you. And it's going to be soon. You're going to get it in the next few months, in the next several months. October, what are we shooting for again?
I thought it was going to be, I don't know, that's a good question.
It's coming, though.
I still need to get that back, too.
Yeah. What everything. Everything needs to be done. We are a busy bunch of people. But what the world needs to know right now is a factoid of the week. How's this work? Factoid of the week. I don't even know how to program. I don't even know how to do this anymore. It's been too long. It's amazing how the knowledge of how to podcast just drains out of your brain and onto the floor.
After 12 years.
Did I tell you I backhanded a fly this evening? I hit it so hard. It was the best. I was like,
keep Pow! Your pimp hand strong, Sean.
I was like, fly, give me my money. He was like, I think he was near death anyway. He's one of those slow flies that had been banging into the window for like 15 minutes. And then he goes flying. He's flying real low, like at ankle level. Like, and his engines were going down. So I saw him and he started to fly past my foot. And I just reached down with my back hand and I went, whoop-pah! And he flew across the room and he hit the wall and he hit the floor. And he was done. I took him out. I was proud.
God, that's so amazing.
I never smacked. I mean, it was a big fly. He had a gray beard and everything. He was like, give me an honorable death.
Can your next doodle be an old man fly?
It can't be. He was like, give me an honorable death, son. Like, whoop-ah! And he was like, that wasn't it. And then he died. propped him up next to the baseboard. Just said, here you are. You can rest now, friend. Factoid of the week. It is believed that the sweet cherry originated in the area between the Black and Caspian Seas in Asia Minor around 70 BC. The Romans introduced them to Britain in the 1st century AD. Oh, sweet cherry roses. That's my wrestling finishing move. Here comes Steven off the top rope with a sweet cherry rose.
Anyway. I found a drawer full of paper and pens. Ooh, lip balm.
Why did I say sweet cherry roses? I don't even know where that came from.
Was that supposed to be sweet cherry pie?
I think you. Oh yeah, my cherry pie.
Sweet cherry roses. That needs to be like a.
I think I was thinking like, about Guns N' Roses, maybe.
Like a curse.
And they didn't do that
sweet
song.
Sweet cherry roses, Sam.
Who did?
What are you doing in that room?
Sweet cherry roses. Get off the roof.
See, if I would have had that, I would have put that in the Southern ham and used that as one of the Southern sayings that I squished into my story.
Sweet cherry roses, Delilah. Are you really going to give that man a piece of candy? Think about what he did to your mom.
What? Why? What? That started out like so innocent, and then it wasn't.
Leroy, I believe in giving people other chances, and you know it. I'm writing a story right now. Just write it down.
Steven's been writing.
Publish it. Put it in the paper. Put it on the paper. It's how it goes. All right. So how about
like fly compound eyes? Like, is there space between the eyes, or is it just like Google eyes?
Wait, what? A fly? Wait, compound eyes? Like two of them together?
Yeah, like fly eyes. How do you draw a fly face?
I think you have to draw these big, like, Muppet bulbous eyes, and then you have to draw hexagon patterns all over the eye. Like a honeycomb. I think that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get to work on that. I'll do the world news. World news!
Okay.
All my levels are so off. Sam came in here and took every one of my faders and just went shwoop, and I've been trying to get everything back to where it sounds right again. I mean, real audio engineers are just like, yes, let me twist this and change this and do this, and aha, it sounds great, and I never have to do that again because I know where it goes. But me, I'm like, I don't know how these work. Where were they before? When I was in the band, I actually wrote on my amp, like, the settings I liked, like, the tone and mid and bass and treble.
Oh, you should put, like, a piece of tape just on the, like, oh, nail polish, just dot it on the thing so you can line it back up. Oh,
not a bad idea, it's just, everything's flat at the moment. I don't know, I'm not enough an audiophile to tell where the lows and highs and mids need to be.
Oh.
So, y'all just get me in flat voice all the time, and I just worry about volume. Like, is everything loud enough? It never is. It never sounds
right. It's Grandpa Fly.
Oh, look at that guy. He's got, like, a little, like a pirate beard.
He looks like a beatnik.
He does. He's going down to the poetry show. Man, you tell the man what it's like. Buzz off, friend.
I'm just gonna draw some hatch marks.
They say weird things in that poetry. They're like, life is a cucumber. And then everybody's like, yes, tell the truth. Life is a cucumber in suspenders. Yeah, preach it, brother. Life is not what you think it is. And then they walk off stage and everybody's like, yeah. This guy's got it. This guy knows what's up. Yeah,
I've never understood, like, the spoken word. I don't mind poetry. I like, you know, Chaucer, like, old school poetry. But spoken word poetry, every time I hear it, I'm like, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. Don't, you're laughing. No one else is laughing. Why aren't they laughing? What is wrong with these people? What don't I understand?
My favorite poetry that I don't understand is poetry that's like a perfectly normal, like, iambic pentameter, and then it ends with, like, a single word. You know? He was going to the store. That was such a bore. I hope he finds a whore and writes it in some lore. Sheboygan. You know, like, that's...
My God, that was beautiful.
That's that, right? So I could write that. It tells you so much about your life. And
How did you do that?
I don't know.
You're back in my grandpa.
He's gonna haunt my dreams tonight. He's gonna fly inside my ear. I'm coming for you.
I'll autograph that and send that to somebody if you want it.
Oh, all right. I've been drinking a lot more water. I think it's helping my brain to function. I've been drinking a gallon of water a day.
Amazing.
I pee all the time.
Like, everybody makes fun of my jug of hydration, but bish be hydrated.
I thought about getting a gallon jug that told me how much water I should have drank by a certain amount of time. It's like, it's a gallon jug and it says, good morning, 9 a.m. And, like, as the day goes on, it gets lower. So that's how much you should have drank by that point in the day in order to get a gallon of water in. But then I was like,
did you do it?
No, because I can just fill this up four times. I've already bought one. So it's fine.
Oh, well, just mark.
Well, I can do it myself. I'll be like 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. And just, you know, I don't need another $20 jug to carry. Plus, this is much more convenient to carry. You know?
Yeah. This is so heavy. It's such a pain in the butt. If it falls on your foot, it crushes your bones.
Yeah, I'm not getting one of those. The one I saw is like plastic. It's got a big old handle. It's a little bit friendlier than yours. But anyway, let's talk about Austria for a moment, shall we? Austria in the news again. Austria warns against cow kissing internet challenge. Oh boy.
Is that a thing?
It's never a good idea. Cows have long tongues. Some people, I don't know. The Austrian government Thursday warned internet users to shun an online cow-kissing challenge, calling it a dangerous nuisance. A Swiss app called Castle launched the Kuhkuss Challenge on Wednesday, encouraging users in Switzerland and other German-speaking countries to kiss cows with or without tongues to raise money for charity. But Australian Agriculture Minister Elizabeth Kostinger branded the challenge a dangerous nuisance in a statement on Thursday. Oh, Thursday, you're getting this hot off the press, baby. Pastures and meadows are not petting zoos. Actions like these could have serious consequences, she added, pointing out that cows would become aggressive when defending their calves. Balancing the activities of tourists and cattle farmers is a sensitive topic in Austria's mountain region, with both being key pillars of the region's economy. Actions like this challenge fly in the face of our efforts to promote coexistence on the pastures. I simply can't understand it, said Kostinger.
Fly in the face.
Ashley's doing some VFX work over here. It's really lifelike fly attacking me. Don't kiss cows feels like that shouldn't need a lot of explanation. Like, you shouldn't really have to fill people in on what that means.
Cow kiss. Oh, first thing that pops up.
Oh, how many people are doing
images.
It? Oh, cow kiss challenge. Basically, oh, the internet has become
her husband.
A...
Wait, is it just, it's a lick thing.
You have to lick the cow? I don't think you should lick the cow.
No, if you lick each other, like, you know how cows are like, bah.
You lick, you're not licking a cow. You're licking each other.
It's just you walk up and lick someone's face, and then some idiot was like, ha ha ha, I know what that is, and went and kissed the literal cow.
I don't know. It looks like there's actual people kissing cows on the tongue. And I don't know. How does this raise money for charity again? Like
bestiality charity or?
I don't know. This guy, let's see. This is a song. This dude made an entire video about kissing a cow. I'm not playing the music.
Okay, so this shockingly enough isn't a U.S. thing.
No, it's a Swedish thing, which is...
Well, I just figured they, you know, borrowed from our stupidity. Okay, that's good. Yeah. That makes me feel better.
I feel pretty relieved at that, to be honest. You know?
Wow.
Yes.
I feel good about the world that Switzerland is over there making out with cows.
Austria.
Is this what the... Or whatever. Is this what the rest of the... Oh, my God.
That was so American.
That was so awful.
You know, all the European countries, they're all alike.
Whatever. Is this what the rest of the planet feels like when they're reading about us?
Yeah, they don't read about us. I think most of the planet has given up on the U.S.
Probably.
It would be
a really good idea to do so.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people that are still obsessed with the Kardashians and Beyonce. Why are we obsessed? Beyonce's a talented woman. But why does every time she breathes on something, do people just, like, lose their minds like it's the second coming?
Why is she Queen Bee? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know what Queen Bee means. I don't know.
Like Queen Beyonce?
When they said she was having twins, people were like, ah! And I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I mean, I guess if you create a persona of royalty, then people just... go towards you like you are one. I guess you are what you eat or whatever they say. You know?
Why Beyonce matters.
Is there a real article on that?
Yes.
She's a wonderful voice in culture and stuff, but I just don't get the deity aspect of the Beyonce.
So how about this? Like, I've never heard anything negative attached to Beyonce.
No, I haven't either. I'm not saying she's good or bad. I just don't understand the worst.
No, I feel like that's the value of her. Like, she's not a celebrity for celebrity's sake. She's obviously very talented.
Oh, yeah. She worked very hard to become as talented as she has.
If she worked hard or not. I just think she's talented and there's nothing, like, negative attached to her versus many other... people that lack talent and have much negativity attached to them.
That's true.
And are famous for it. So I feel like the fact that she A, has talent, and B, that there's, that I'm aware of, there's no negativity attached to her as a...
It's like Richard Simmons.
In media.
Richard Simmons, no one's ever said anything bad about that guy. He's a nutball.
And he's still, like, you know, an American a staple American pillar, pillar of American culture.
Yeah, there are words. He's missing now, but that's okay.
What?
Yeah, he's been gone forever. He's basically been in his house. Like, I don't think he's left home.
Oh, so he's not, like, literally missing.
No, but no one, like, he just stopped going to his exercise stuff. And he stopped doing everything. I don't know. In 2014, he fell off the map. There's a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons that's actually fantastic about these people trying. Because it was a really cool story about these guys that were just, one of them had actually worked out with Richard Simmons, and they were trying to find, like, where he went. Because he was at exercise every day doing his classes and stuff, and then just stopped. He stopped talking to everyone and vanished from the map. Like, people were worried that his housekeeper was keeping him locked inside.
Really?
Yeah. I just wonder if he gained a bunch of weight and he doesn't want to come out anymore.
I mean, shit, I went on vacation for a week and gained a bunch of weight, and I don't want to come out anymore.
I'm like a boomerang. I'm on the boomerang diet. I go lose a bunch of weight, and it comes right back. Lose a bunch of weight, and it comes right
Steven,
back.
Steven, I ate, so I feel like dog shit. I feel so bad. Like, my knee that hasn't hurt in, like, I can't remember the last time my knee hurt. My knee feels like someone took a pen and just shoved it in there, because I ate. They had the wine and the food and wine fest at Busch Gardens, and Jacob was like, "Whoa, yeah, boy!" So we just went from kiosk, and then, like, in between the kiosks, we'd ride a ride, go to another kiosk, ride a ride, kiosk ride, kiosk ride, ride ride ride, kiosk, and then I got the Busch Gardens thing, and they give you free refills for that day. So my sugar addicted ASS, that doesn't count, sub. Ran up to the slushy machine and just was like, wah, wah, wah. I just suicided down the slushy thing until it was like over. And then I'd take a sip and then I'd go down. And Jacob was like, "What are you doing, honey?" Like, the entire time. That's all I drank. I didn't drink water. And, like, I wake up and, like, today I had a meeting this morning at 8:30, which sucked the butt anyway. And I was there and I'm like, "I'm going to die. I'm gonna effing die. My knee hurts. My head is crawling out of my skull via my optical orbit holes, and I'm gonna die." Is she saying something? Fantastic. Smile and nod. I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna die. Sugar is a bitch of a thing, and no one should ever ingest it ever, and I feel like crap.
You should definitely reconsider your sugar sources. I think that's fair. I think not ingesting sugar could give you brain death. But you should definitely figure out what kind of sugar you're eating, and then minimize
it. There's a difference between, like, slushy, like, when I say sugar.
I know.
And I mean, I don't refer to a watermelon as sugar. I mean, yeah. It is a sugar bomb.
Yeah, but it's a naturally occurring sugar bomb.
You should sit down and eat an entire one, because your insulin goes,
I like to imagine my insulin as these small lemming-like creatures. Running around in my body going wee 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 wee. That sounds really great to me. Small town news. This story comes to us courtesy of Zafo. Thank you, Zafo, for the contribution. Oh gosh, this is an embarrassment to everything in the world. Okay, are ready? Zafo, thank you for this. Kentucky Noah's Ark attraction sues over flood damage. Wow.
Wait, what?
So.
What? What?
So, all right. Welcome to Bible Belt America. This is. I think this is Ken Ham and his people. You know the Ken Ham and the Answers in Genesis folks. Yeah. That are just like, they will beat you over the head with 6 days versus millions of years and all that. They're intense. They're intense. Yeah. They're intense people.
Get it?
So,
circus fire.
You know, it's great. It's fine. It's fine. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care which way you tend to go, but just be reasonable with people a little bit. In the Bible, the Ark survived an epic flood. In Kentucky, the Noah's Ark attraction was hit by flooding that caused nearly $1 million in property damages. The Ark Encounter says in a federal lawsuit that heavy rains in 2017 and 2018 caused a landslide on its access road. The Courier-Journal reports that attractions insurance carriers refused to cover damages. The wooden 510-foot-long Ark has been a popular attraction in northern Kentucky since its 2016 opening. The lawsuit says the road was rebuilt and the Ark was not damaged. The suit names Allied World Assurance Company Holdings of Switzerland, its use company, and three other insurance carriers. I don't even know what that means. Someone else can tell me. Ark Encounter seeks compensatory and punitive damages. The Swiss company hasn't responded in court filing. So the access road was damaged or the Ark was damaged? Caused the landslide on its access road.
You read my story.
What story? Which story? I read your story. What are you referring? Where are you going with this? You came out of left field. You can't, like, context sensitive.
You read my story.
I did read it.
But I'm supposed to read small town news.
I did read your story.
Story. What of it? Huh?
No, I thought I was so confused. I was so confused. How long is it?
Can somebody please clip that?
Gosh, I'm so terrible. I'm so sorry. This is the worst. I don't even know what to do anymore. That was horrible. I read your whole story, and I didn't blink an eye.
Doubt about sending you people money.
It didn't even cross my mind that we were only at Small Town News, and I had just read your story.
You said Small Town News, but I'm like, no, we only did the factoid. I'm like, maybe you just, and then I'm like,
but yeah, then you didn't stop me. You didn't go, Steven, you need to quit what you're doing.
Well, I did when I realized. Which was a sentence away from... No, you read the whole thing. Never mind.
I did. I read... You know, you can read the last two. How about that? How about that? Yeah. How about them? This is... Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you. I was going to play with the format of the show a little bit. thought I would read the first two, and then you could read the second two, and then that would make people feel like they were more engaged with the podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, apparently. No, nobody stopped us.
So the real story here is that this was, I can't read. I can't manage to keep a schedule.
Griffin, I cut my hair off, man. It looks like crap right now because I've been out all day, but I'll make it look not like crap.
Wiener story is good, Steven. The other, would you like to redo that one? You want to read it?
No, I want you to read the next one, and then I'll read the last one.
I feel like I'm carrying the show now, Ashley. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've been talking excessively, so.
No, this is fine. So, but about this Ark. This is supposed to be a real-life, built-to-size, built-to-specifications Ark. The thing that throws me off, there's dinosaurs in there. Because you can tour the thing as if it was the real thing. And there are dinosaurs in there.
Is this legit?
This is a real place.
Oh, it place. Is. It's on.
Yeah.
Wait, why would it cause?
I don't know why their access road.
It caused a landslide on its access road.
Yeah, so Ark was unaffected. Access road was screwed up. So why on earth?
I feel like they just tried to cleverly tie that in.
I think they did, too.
I was hoping that there would be pictures.
Yeah, I think.
I was hoping that there would be. Mayonnaise on my sandwich. I don't know what that was.
I think that they made whoever found this wanted really hard for this story to involve the Ark and a flood and damage, and yes. they headline baited you into thinking that it was the Ark that got hurt in the flood, which would be really ironic.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. Would that be ironic? Ironic. I worry about that word. I don't like to use it because I don't know what it means.
Well, irony would be an ark causing a flood.
And if an ark caused a flood.
Yeah.
Not that an ark got flooded.
That would also be fairly ironic.
Okay, then all right. Then I was good. It's not rain on your wedding day or a free ride when you've already paid.
That's just bad. That's not even bad luck. It rained on my wedding day.
It did, but the skies opened and the wedding went off without a hitch. We just had to delay it by 15 minutes.
That was, that 15 minutes was real rough because I'm like, don't run, don't run, don't run, don't run, don't run, don't run.
Funny enough, me too. I was like, don't run, don't run.
So we went to like an Arabic wedding the other day, Stephen.
Oh, I was wondering because they had the people on the chair or whatever. I want to know what that was about.
Oh my god. Okay, so I learned two things. If Jacob and I ever get married again, it will be, I will talk to somebody from Jordan and be like, let your mom plan this shit. B, you are the best marriage minister on the planet. Like, it was so good, and it was so good. And the more, like, it was just so good. It was so good. I was so appreciative of all the goodness that you brought to marrying me and Jacob. Jacob and I. Jacob and me. Yes. Whatever. But the after party blew everything out of the water. I mean, we left at midnight and we're like, we have to drive back an hour and then we have to get up early and drive the next day. And Ashley's been up all night writing stuff and yada, yada, yada. But it was amazing. Like, they just had music blasting. They had booze everywhere and everybody just danced and had a blast. And it was so amazing.
A good wedding is really good. You know what I mean?
So good.
Yeah. When you have to go to a wedding.
I went to that wedding going Anthony, Jen, and Jacob, and I had so much fun.
That's awesome. That's great. So, yeah, man, weddings, when you go to them, if they suck, they really suck, and you never want to go again. But when they're good, they're really good, and you can have a great time. I haven't been to a sucky wedding yet. No, I have been. I have been to one really – I've been to one really – sucky wedding. It had Landon and Stephanie and Josh not been there, it would have been painful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was the worst. It was the worst.
What's the Cinderella theme song?
It was like a cream puff exploded and just spread its cream puff pink joy on everything. And you were just like, what is this? I feel like I'm at Disney World pretending to be like an usher. Or something at Cinderella's wedding. It was. If you could imagine what a 6-year-old girl would want, what you generically think of as a 6-year-old little girl with princesses and all that. This was that thing. It was horrible.
I actually talked to a girl today, and she said, me and my fiance, I said, well, when are you guys planning to get married? She said, well, we've been engaged for 4 years. And I'm like, okay, Pam. But she's like, you know, we just bought a house, and she's like, I would rather have a refrigerator at the wedding. And I'm like, elope.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot stress anything more. She's like, well, he's really, like, old-fashioned, and he wants to see his grandmother, you know, his grandmother see him walk down the aisle, and me to walk, and I'm like, yeah, elope. She'll be dead in 5 years. Elope.
Yeah, it's not, like, don't have your wedding for other people. Just don't. Just try to have you're gonna have your wedding for other people, but you should just have it for you. But at the same time, okay, the ceremony's yours. Do whatever you want there. But the party afterwards, that's not yours. That's everybody else's. If you give it to them, they will love you forever, and then everyone will have more fun. If you keep making the party afterwards be all about you, it's not as – you lose some magic there because everybody's like, we just watched you – stare at each other for 15 minutes. Also, never have a relative sing at your wedding. Worst idea ever. No songs in the middle. No one knows what to do with their hands. We're all going to sit there, and we're all going to watch, and we're going to be like, at what point is this 2.5-minute song that we know we don't like going to be over? And they can stop looking at each other longingly and in front of everyone because it's terrible. You shouldn't do it.
It's weird.
It's weird for everyone. It makes everyone start going that awkward, like, this song is real weird. This is like the third chorus. Are we gonna move along? And it's always a song like "There Goes My Life," or it's that song like what's another like a Shania Twain song or something. Just
this was all in Arabic, so I'm just
great.
I have no idea what these people are screaming, but yes, because it was like techno, like house drop the freaking bass. It was so good. It was so good.
Lots of dubstep. Yeah, that's awesome.
People in chairs, and then people, oh my god, they have like this amazing drum. Like they have like the traditional, like fun, heavy rap things, like outfits on with like MC Hammer pants, and they were just beating the shit. My arms, if I would not have been going to the gym and lifting, my arms would have fallen off. There were people that couldn't keep up clapping, and I'm like, this is a competition. I am winning.
That's amazing. La 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 la. That's great. I'm so glad that you had fun. That seemed like
it. It was real good. I mean, the ceremony, I'm like, dear Jesus.
Like a Catholic
there was like
50 wedding?
Kids in the corner, they were yelling her name out, like the bride's name, like, come play with us. And I'm like, she's busy.
I just hope Sam marries some simple girl that just wants to have a normal wedding. It's, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. Practicality is a very great thing to find in a lady friend. You know what I mean? Practicality.
I have one more story, since I'm talking the entire show.
Okay, go for it.
So we went to a place called Amber Ox to eat while we were in Williamsburg, and we sat outside in, you know, 4,000 degree heat, melting in the sun, and it was right next to a distillery, and they like made their own vodkas and stuff. It was fantastic. Like, it was so good. And we were sitting there, and you know, all the kids were out for school for summer. And so we had a really, really great conversation on the, like, picnic benches. Like, there were the tall bar size, like, picnic benches. You could just seat yourself out there. And so this family beside us left, and this chick comes in, and she's, like, I don't know, this tall and probably 40 pounds heavier than I am. And then her shirt was like right over top of her nipples, and then her pants was like just right above her vagina, and I was like, hot damn, son, like, it's hot, but shit, you sneeze and you're gonna fall out of your entire outfit. And so, and then she had like you could see the makeup on her skin, and I'm like, your skin doesn't, no, you're okay, whatever, you look phenomenal. And she sits down. I'm gonna do a little okay, rendition.
Good. Do it.
So, my God, like, he's kind of in love. Well, he's really in love with me. but he's like a 2, and if he would lose weight and drop the glasses, like, I would consider. But he's just so in love with me, and he's so sweet. So I don't know what to do, because I'm not attracted to him. I'm like, did your chubby ass just call someone fat and then tell him to lose the glasses? Like,
there are people like this. I don't understand.
Like, she wanted everyone to know that she was hot shit and everybody wanted to sleep with her. I'm like, if I was a dude and you were going to sleep with me, I would sleep with you too, because like, I don't need to like you to get in there, right?
I see what you're saying. I see you're saying that she's giving away the milk for free.
Which is fine, but that doesn't mean that everybody's in love with you. That just means that you have met mutually enjoyable of sexual people, because I can write well.
You have determined, you have figured out a biological system that seems to reward both parties.
Yes.
Seems to work.
That obviously means that they're in love with you. And she's like, you know, and a lot of them that were one night stands, I wish for 2-night stands. And I'm like, if they left after one night, they weren't in love with you.
Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. That's the problem. I'm shocked that there are people like this. I think about Kelly's encounter at Starbucks with the lady on the tech support phone call deal.
What happened?
She was at Starbucks, and some girl was on the phone with tech support because her VPN wouldn't work, but she kept telling them she was at home, and she kept fussing at the guy about all the things that she'd done already, and she was mad about. Anyway, it was an amazing thing that Kelly relayed via Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you should be. twodorks.net/Discord.
But I got so much to catch up on.
But oh my gosh. And I was just like, Kelly, I didn't think people like this were real. And she's like, they're real. There's one behind me right now. And it was a horrible, horrible situation. I'm like, there's someone that is that mean to a random other person. Like, I just can't understand that. Like, why be horrible to someone? I feel like that just takes a lot of work and it makes you feel like crap. I've
got tech support coming in. Did I slam things around?
I don't think so. We might just need to disconnect and reconnect. I was hoping it would clear up. Otherwise, if you really lost something, it would be bad.
Jacob smells like a cigar.
That's because he's been smoking. It's better left untold. You want me to read this one, right? Even though I read one already.
Yeah, Jacob was insisted that you read that.
Okay, right now. And we're back after technical difficulties that you wouldn't know about if I didn't say that just now. News barely been told. Half of Americans have used swimming pools and as an alternative to showering. Study finds.
Ew!
Should not do this.
Ew!
Pools.
Ew!
Pools have a little shower. Most pools have like a shower thing, and they're like, shower off before getting in the pool. I've forgotten to do it. I know it happens, but I have. Remember when we were at the pool that one day and a dude had come back from a long run and just like.
And just jumped in
the pool and then got right back out and left. It's like, thanks for that all your so sweat.
Good. I'm like, you literally walked past a shower to do what you're doing.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. Summer is almost here, and one of the ways to stay out of the heat is to take a dip in the pool. But how clean is the water? According to a new survey presented by the Water Quality and Health Council, 51% of Americans reported using a swimming pool as a communal bathtub. This is not ancient Rome. We don't do that here. Using the pool as an alternative to showering or rinsing off after engaging in exercise or yard work. Even though 64% of Americans know pool chemicals don't eliminate the need to shower, people continue to do it anyway. When dirt, sweat, personal care products, and other things on our bodies react with chlorine, there is less chlorine available to kill germs. Oh, that's fascinating. I didn't know that. Rinsing off for just 1 minute removes most of the dirt, sweat, or anything else on your body. The 2019 Health Pool Survey, released Tuesday, was conducted online by Public Relations and interviewed 3,100 American adults on the perceptions and behaviors related to the swimming pools and public health. Following the study's release, critics have pointed out that Water Quality and Health Council is a group sponsored by the Chlorine Chemistry Division of the American Chemistry Council and Industry Trade Association. A science report pro-chlorine pool comes from the Chlorine Chemistry Division. Okay. Someone's got to do this research. Not everyone's going to pay for it. The people that are likely going to pay for the research are the people that have something to gain if it swings their direction.
But right.
I don't think that you can necessarily disqualify research because of that. Because I think there's integrity in the science community in large part because you know your report's going to get reviewed by other people who are going to care. And it's going to be peer reviewed on how you did the study. So even though it is a science division related to the use of chlorine, it's probably still a worthwhile study to take a look at, you know?
But, I mean, like, how much more chlorine are they really going to – like, I don't think it helped – like, how would it help them financially?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like, well, you got to buy more chlorine because people are using your chlorine to get the germs off their bodies. And not
which
pee
is fine,
out of the
but
pool.
I mean, realistically, like, how many more sales are that gonna?
Chlorine's
like,
bad,
I don't think that's
right?
I don't think that's gonna spawn a decade of much chlorine because a lot of people switch to salt water. Either that or just the pools are so sweaty that.
Yeah, everyone's salt is coming off. Of there. Thank you, Griffin. Love you hanging out, man. You're the best.
Griff, have a good night. Thank you for hanging.
Yeah, like the pool we swim in is a saltwater pool.
Yeah. So I always, like, whenever I dive into a saltwater pool, I'm like, did I get really sweaty and just didn't realize it? Or.
I don't think
chlorine? I don't know.
I don't think saltwater pools are chlorine. I think they're, like, legit saltwater and don't use chlorine. Maybe it depends, I guess. I don't know. I know that you're awfully buoyant in a saltwater pool.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go stay under there for nothing. You just float right to the top.
It's what crazy. Is a saltwater pool?
It's obnoxious. Saltwater pools and chlorine.
A saltwater pool uses a salt chlorine generator. This means instead of adding chlorine to the pool water, you add salt and the generator converts it to chlorine.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It's called saltwater pool because you add salt to the water at a level high enough to allow the machine to function, which also makes the water feel silkier. So, yeah, I guess it still has chlorine in it. I did not know that.
Had no idea. It's no. Just, I guess the thing you notice most is that it's salty. But it's using...
It's more like a teardrop or contact lens solution.
Huh. Well, looky there. What did you learn today?
Wow.
That's pretty great. Well, factoid of the week and more coming from you at Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. It's time for that WTF section. WTF.
Well, I just told you that story.
You do. I'm not going to read your story this time. I've learned my lesson.
Oh, you can read this one.
Nope. I'm excited for you to read it. It's your turn. You go. Okay.
Pornhub unveils its bonerless bathing suit, speaking of saltwater pools, to prevent unwanted public erections. Actually, that's kind of awesome.
I feel like that's a perfectly reasonable invention for a porn company.
I feel like it would hurt. Getting an unwanted erection in public is every man's worst nightmare. Is it?
I mean, it's embarrassing, I would say.
But not maybe your worst nightmare?
Not the worst nightmare,
Maybe when you're 16.
But it's still, it's kind of like, well, you don't want to send somebody the wrong impression, you know? You don't want
to
say...
Yeah, but I feel like you would have to be super narcissistic and not know how biology works to be like, ha, he wants me.
I think you're probably right. I think that generally you're probably not going to have one, because unless you're just sitting there floating and also thinking about, like, that lady looks awfully nice. Like, you're probably, because the thing is, when you're using all your muscles, the blood has to go somewhere else. It's like trying to keep your, one trick, hey, here's a lesson. If you're ever just sitting around, you're like, whoops, that shouldn't be there. Apparently, if you flex your thigh muscles, that helps redirect things, get you back to normal. You know what I mean?
I keep flexing my butt on accident.
I don't think, I don't think you're going to have the same issue. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure that it's less noticeable.
Well, just if you say wiggle your left toe, you start wiggling your left toe.
But apparently flexing the thigh muscles is one of the largest muscle groups, so it makes your body go, holy crap, we got to do stuff. I got to move the blood over there. Not this.
So if you
place.
See a guy just like dropping squats, that he's not trying to get his swole on, he's trying to get his swole off.
Look at you. Fun fact, your muscles relax, it causes a boner, not when they constrict. It's one of the few bodily things that gets stiffer when not engaged, if you know what I mean. I learned that from Stephanie, by the way, during her anatomy class. She took an anatomy class, and that's what... That was what they said. There's usually when you like engage your muscles, they become tougher. But with that one, when you relax your muscle is when it does its thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good info. More fun facts coming at you. Quality
this
entertainment.
This is a factoid heavy. Factoid. An ingenious piece of new technology could make boners a thing of the past. My mom's sitting out there reading her book and trying desperately not to look at me.
I don't think that's boners should be a thing of the past.
I think what's a boner? Nope, she knows. That's because adult entertainment website Pornhub has launched a limited edition bonerless bathing suit equipped with a special lining to help conceal protruding body parts. You know what we're talking about. They come complete with special built-in lining made 100% lacquer, which is designed to hold down your member without strangling it or making it uncomfortable. So it's like a Speedo inside your Speedo.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. We worked hard on the development of this first-of-its-kind bathing suit that should help ease comfort and increase enjoyment for the most masterful of bathers and waterspout amateurs alike, Pornhub said. If you're genuinely interested in the groundbreaking swimmers, again, lol, they will set you back a cheeky, But Hefty, 69, 69.
Well done,
Pornhub. They're like, we're going to take a loss at charging this, but it's happening.
Yeah, don't stop being you.
If you're genuinely... Oh, I read that. That translates to more than 100 Aussie... But no, that's...
We don't care about Aussie dollars.
Yeah, if this ridiculous but catchy surf rock advert doesn't convince... Oh, he said there was a...
There's an ad. We'll go ahead and play it here. See how it goes. You won't be able to hear the audio of this, Mac.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can? It's been an endless winter, but spring break has finally arrived. Oh, it's 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, he feels real well.
Oh, jeez. This is terrible. Okay, everybody go watch the Beat the Beach Boner Blues YouTube video when you get an opportunity. Beat the Beach Boner Blues. You know what? I approve of stuff that tries to make clothes or garments that actually understand the anatomy of the person they're built for. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I appreciate... There's one company that makes underwear that adds a little mesh flap to keep your balls from touching your thigh. It's like one of the few.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they don't. No one ever. A million years of underwear creation, and no one thought, man, we should probably keep the nuts from like getting stuck to the inside of their thigh all the time. And then you have to do the waddle duck dance to get your nut unstuck from your thigh because it's getting summertime. It's hot out there. You're walking around. And you're like, ah, shoot. Got my nut stuck to my thing. And then you're like...
Oh, my God! I've never thought about that, but that sounds really common.
Like, yes.
Chicks worry about boob sweat, because, like, when your boobs...
Well, you've got a space that is... Yeah, there's overlap
it's
there.
It's like an armpit. It's like armpits created by boobs.
Yeah, so there's just sweat everywhere. It's we need to devise ways to fix these things. And I support... Pornhub's a weird company, man. They do so much data science. It's really unexpected.
They really do.
They do a lot.
So many studies and data mining.
They do a lot of data science. They generally, any major event, they will look at their numbers and of like how much porn was being watched at a given time, and they can see the spikes. And like when the royal family gets married or whatever, it's like a dip for a little while, and it goes back up. It's like everybody takes a break, or Super Bowl, like, dips, and then it goes back up.
So is Pornhub, like, a paid thing?
They have. I believe that, like, all these places, there is a paid option.
I just don't understand. I feel like I need to find someone that is okay talking about, like, their paid porn subscription and talk about why.
Why you would pay?
Yeah,
why would
like,
you pay?
Like where that fits in your life?
In general, I know there's porn is safe and healthy, but in general, you should not go down that path because you can't. Your brain stuff gets stuck in there. You ever want to get back out of that?
Yeah, I've seen some stuff, man.
I have listened to psychiatrists talk about the effects of it on people and their relationships and everything after they spend like this is like if you have a. Unhealthy. So this is really. I should not talk about that. I'm going to talk about
Steven's
it.
He's struggling so much. He has something he wants to say, but he's afraid.
I want to talk about because it's fascinating. Your brain, when it sees someone engaged in an activity, and then they've come to that peak of that particular activity, your brain shoots you signals that's like the same signal that you would get when bonding with another actual person. So like your brain, because that's a bonding activity for two human beings, right? Like that's a major event in a relationship between two people, or should be. And your brain creates a bonding mechanism with you and the person on that video, thereby causing potential issues.
It's anyway. Like Instagram, but with sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Exactly. Og says that's why you can get 4K porn for your 85-inch TV. So when you're just,
I don't get it.
I don't understand. Og, I'm not saying that, but it's amazing.
I don't get it, Og.
you don't get it?
Oh, I have missed you, friend.
That's more information than I needed. But hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. And I'm happy to be back on this show. Episode 467. Man, we took a little bit of a break there, but we don't want to do that again.
Sorry.
We don't want to do it again. In all likelihood, we will. We don't want to. It's never fun for us, for you, for anybody.
Oh, because we should be, because Mom and Dad are leaving.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
I can be loud Monday.
Yeah. We gotta get back to this. It's going to be great. But in the meantime, hey, I've been streaming some Mario. I might do more of that. That's a lot of fun. So swing by when you see the go live notification. If you're not getting that, click the little bell button on your Twitch stream up there and get notified whenever we go live.
Are you going
to
stream tonight?
No, I'm going to go to bed tonight. But
I want to watch you play Mario.
Well, I'm very sorry, but that's probably not going to happen because I got to go to sleep. And if Sub knows anything, it's that I spend way too much time dying in Mario to randomly pick it up.
So Steven was like, I've been playing, but Sub is just so mean to me. And I'm like,
he is. He's horribly mean. But I appreciate it. Og, too. Og's been there as well, watching me fail miserably over and over and over again. But it's been fun.
I mean, I feel like everybody that's been in chat, like, I need either pop on Discord and, like, write a blurb about what you've done the last couple weeks so I can catch up on your lives.
Everyone in the Two Dorks family needs a blog.
You have homework. Catch me, like, fill me up in blurb format on what's been going on.
Og does that. Og's pretty good about summing up entire days.
He's fantastic with his summaries. Og's, like, the favorite thing he does is his summaries. I love his summaries.
Og's so mean. He's a better Mario player than I am. I can play Doom better using my foot to work the control. I have died twice on the I'm a baby mode. Like, I'm a baby, what? Please help me. Because I play it on that mode because I ain't got time for dying a lot. And it's great. I've just been mowing stuff down. I got to hell.
I forgot how to play.
Oh, I'm running around in hell shooting stuff. That's pretty great. I didn't see that coming. Spoiler alert.
Wait, are you on the new Doom or the old one?
New Doom. Or Doom Doom. Okay. Doom New. 2016 Doom. Or whatever
Doom,
year
new.
That was.
Doom, yeah. New Doom.
Oh, we established Doom. It was even Doom, little Doom, girls Doom. Laugh at me mode. Yeah, it's pretty
can
bad.
Can the grandfather fly's name be New Doom New?
yes. That's what we'll make him. New in you with an umlaut.
Yes. New Doom New.
New Doom New New. It's like New Doom New. That's his name. That's right there. New Doom New. The fly.
That's so good. You have to write a story about that.
But long ago when I was just a boy, just a lava climbing out of the trash can. Gross. Hey, everybody, give us a review on your favorite podcasting service now that we're back again. Tell, you know, say, hey, 5 stars for these people. Follow us on Twitter at @2DorksTV, Steve H&H and Fate Kills, PHATE Kills. You can tip us, help us make the show better with the twodorks.net/tip for a one-time gift that gets you the satisfaction that you help two idiots on the internet pay the bills. Also, if you're interested in Patreon, go to patreon.com/twodorks, and you can send us your Patreon money. Your subscription to the show, where we take your money once a month from you, and we're grateful.
He's only sending money because he needs Steven to take Doom lessons.
That's fair enough. I can do that. I'll take some Doom lessons. It's great. Hey, man, these words of wisdom are going to get you through the rest of your week. They come from Leonard Bailey, who says, "You can't serve up hearts like Cherry Jubilee." Indeed you can't, Leonard Bailey. Thank you for that. Thank you to everyone. We'll see you next time here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.